بحرين أمنا ولجلها نرخص دمانا بحرين أرض قسم بالخلقنا يا أمنا نفداك لو ننسى والله.
I never imagined I'd find myself in the middle of a breaking news story, but that's exactly what happened in February 2011. I was living as an expat in the small Gulf island of Bahrain and got to speak to those risking their lives protesting for freedom.
The riot police came with no warning. Tear gas and rubber bullets fired into a crowd that had been pledging peaceful protest. Hundreds of people, among them women and children, had been sleeping at the Pearl Roundabout, determined not to surrender the place that had become the focus of their protests. Now they were being forced to run for their lives. Soon reports came of fresh deaths in this latest crackdown.
Can I ask you about why you're here and what you would like to see change in Bahrain?
Yeah, I want change all things in Bahrain. All family of Al Khalifa.
All family. Okay. Al Khalifa family. We need them to go out, all of them, because they kill my people. There is no freedom, no democracies.
My name is Miranda Dybul, and my expat housewife status meant that I was able to visit the protest site and talk to Bahrainis while international journalists were stranded at the airport, denied a chance to speak to the people affected by the brutal crackdown that was taking place on this tiny island in the Gulf. It had been rumoured for a while that there would be mass protests against the Al Khalifa government, inspired by the revolutionary protests in the Arab world. It was no news to me that the majority of the Bahrain population wanted greater political freedom and a fairer stake in society. Small protests had been taking place almost weekly since we arrived there in 2007, but this was going to be the big push. What I didn't expect was the government's violent response to these protests. A standoff between people and government intensified in only a matter of days. This continues to this day, despite what you may not see and hear through the media. Like Egyptians in Tahrir Square, the Bahrainis sought a gathering.